Planned Parenthood president, abortion is basic human right. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 20, 2018. Planned Parenthood president Lena Wen tweeted the logic she uses to arrive at the conclusion that abortion is a basic human right. From here on out, we want to be clear, Planned Parenthood services, from birth control to cancer screenings and abortion, are standard medical care, the physician posted Sunday. Reproductive health care is health care. Women's health care is health care. And health care is a basic human right. Hashtag this is health care. Many other Twitter users challenged Wen on her statement. In a subsequent interview with People, Wen, 35, said women's health is under repeated attacks from the Trump administration on almost a daily basis. We are very concerned about the Trump administration's efforts to attack science, to attack medicine, to attack the fundamental right to health care, she said. Wen, who recently took the helm of the national abortion chain, continued the war on women progressive narrative that claims Republicans are against birth control. However, what Wen and her fellow feminists want is free birth control paid for by taxpayers. I mean, it's 2018, and we're still arguing over whether women should have access to birth control, Wen said. There are multiple other efforts, I could go on and on. We at Planned Parenthood won't stand for that. Wen said she is also on a campaign to prove that Planned Parenthood is a healthcare provider. We at Planned Parenthood are proud to provide healthcare and standard medical care to our patients, to the nearly 2.4 million patients that we serve every year, she says. And we're proud to provide the full range of reproductive health care, from birth control to abortions. We're proud to provide breast and cervical screenings. We're proud to provide care to our LGBTQ patients, to all patients. However, while Planned Parenthood continues to declare itself an irreplaceable and life-saving healthcare provider, a 2017 study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, CLI, dash the research arm of Susan B. Anthony List, found Planned Parenthood depends primarily on its abortion-centered business model and is not a significant provider of medical care in the United States. The report observed that Planned Parenthood provides less than 1.4% of the nation's HIV tests and less than 1% of Pap tests. Additionally, in the last 5 years, service-to-client ratios for breast exams and Pap tests have declined by 37%. Planned Parenthood's own annual report shows most of its real healthcare services have been in decline as the organization has made its priority to become a political lobbying powerhouse. The number of prenatal services during 2016 to 2017 dropped to 7,762, a 17% decline from the 9,419 performed during 2015 to 2016. In 2014 to 2015, Planned Parenthood claimed 17,419 prenatal services. Planned Parenthood promotes itself as an indispensable health care provider and community asset, while downplaying its role as the nation's largest abortion vendor, the CLI authors observed. This fiction is essential to justifying the $500 million in annual taxpayer funding they receive, but their own data paint an entirely different picture.